KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 51 degrees here in Atlantic. We've received 0.02 of an inch of precipitation. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 63. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Western Iowa news, a 25-year-old woman has been charged with murdering her 15-month-old son by drowning him. Police say Ashley Cameron of Ottawa was arrested Wednesday afternoon. Officers had been sent to an Ottawa home on February 11th because of a report that a toddler wasn't breathing. He was later identified as Marquise Groms, Cameron's infant son. An autopsy by the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office determined the boy had been drowned by someone. Cameron remains in the Monona County Jail pending $1 million bail. Police have not released any other details about the case. News time is 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. The City of Atlantic isn't quite ready to make the switch from the old wastewater treatment plant to its new $14 million facility, as it was announced 2 weeks ago. On April the 4th, City Administrator Doug Harris told the City Council the new facility would come online for testing last Sunday, April 15th, and a switch over to the new plant would be made soon thereafter once any problems were worked out. Well, Harris said that Mother Nature played a role in delaying Sunday's expected testing process, but a couple of the city's wastewater treatment plant employees were up to the task of making sure additional problems weren't created.
The superintendent asked that we give some public recognition to Ron and Clint down there at the plant during this last storm. They really worked diligently. We had some lightning strikes. They took out some of the controls, and we had a real storm surge. And a lot of times in the past, they've had to bypass directly into the river, which doesn't make the DNR very happy. But really, they did exemplary work and worked very hard. Kept, we didn't have any bypass. We met all of our conditions and stuff. So I think they did an excellent job. And I want to thank them for that.
Harris said there are some issues with a planned switchover to the new plant, but that they're all being handled expeditiously and professionally.
It's delayed the startup, which we'd hoped to actually start up this week, but the startup now will be April 24th. Then it'll take 5 days to fill up the tanks, and then once they're filled, it takes another 4 to 5 days to get your biomass grown. You know, it's the little bugs that eat the sewage. So with that, we think that we'll be able to do the switchover probably May 7th or 8th. Is what we're shooting for right now.
Plans to replace the old wastewater treatment plant, you may recall, began in 2006 after it was determined the current nearly 70-year-old facility could not handle a significant stormwater runoff and because the DNR had required the city to build a million-gallon retention basin or lagoon. The city opted instead to build a new, more modern plant. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm reports that beginning the week of April 23rd, construction will begin on 22nd Street here in Atlantic, west of Chestnut Street, and on Cedar, Hickory, Locust, and Laurel Streets, between 8th Street and 7th Street. The contractor intends to close the roads to through traffic on Monday, April 23rd. The existing roadway surfacing will be removed, so access will be limited to local residents only on 22nd Street. Cedar, Hickory, Locust, and Laurel Streets will be closed entirely. Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner and County Engineer Charles Marker reported to the Board of Supervisors during their meeting Wednesday morning here in Atlantic that MidAmerican Energy has agreed to reimburse the county for damage caused to rural roads by trucks hauling wind turbine components. Marker said the county had been working to recoup the losses for work on repairing the roads for several months.
I think it just reiterates what we talked about back in December and January and February with MidAmerica, They are willing to reimburse us $253,467, provided we sign this release that releases them of liability.
The supervisors approved Board Chair Dwayne McFadden signing the release for return to MidAmerican. Once the energy company receives the document, they'll transmit immediate payment to the county's account. Marker says the company always intended to pay, but their legal division wanted the proper paperwork filed.
The amount was agreed upon clear back in December. It was kind of one of these cases they wanted to release, and I, being an engineer, I wrote a one-page letter saying once we receive the money, you're free of all liability. Well, no disrespect to Dan and the lawyers. Of course, that wasn't complete enough.
Yeah.
So they did come back with a page of what we're releasing and all of their subordinates and everything. So I think it's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
The damaged roads are located in the southeast part of the county near Messina in what's known as the Rolling Hills Wind Energy Project. Marker says he'll need to amend his budget once the payment is received to show additional revenue in the current budget year. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Frida Hemmingson, age 90, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Frida Hemmingson will be held today at 10:30. At Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Greg Thomas B. Shorner of Atlantic, the son of Katie Joe B. Shorner of Atlantic and Casey Ellerbeck of Omaha, was born and passed away last Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A memorial service for Greg B. Shorner will be this morning at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Esther Thompson, age 93, of Panora, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Esther Thompson will be today at 10:30 at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Sandra Duty, age 70, of Cumberland, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Sandra Duty will be held this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Cumberland Community Building. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Quinn Allen Martin, the one-month-old son of Joshua and Brandy Shoop Martin, passed away Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Quinn Martin will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Eldred E.J. Conrad, age 92, of Harlan, died February 20th. Burial and graveside services for E.J. Conrad will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nina Mickelson, age 98, of Orient, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Nina Mickelson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Orient. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Terrence Howard Allen, age 74, of Avoca, died Wednesday. A memorial visitation for Terrence Allen will be held Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. Geneva Schreck, age 84, of Coon Rapids, died April 13th. Funeral services for Geneva Schreck will be Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Louis P. Lauritsen, age 88, formerly of Audubon, died December 19th in New Mexico. Celebration of Life memorial services for Louis Lauritsen will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Betty Elizabeth Brock, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Brock will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Byron Dwight Jensen, age 78, of Harlan, died April 13th. Funeral services for Byron Jensen will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rolf Steerly, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Rolf Steerly will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And David L. Nelson, age 75, of Atlantic, died this morning at his home. Funeral services for David Nelson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.